Shalom. Bless the Lord. Good afternoon, wherever you are. It's still morning here in Montecito, California. And tonight, we're going to have meetings, which will, I'm just so convinced that they are tacked right onto, joined right onto, when the Lord sent me here in 1983. And bless the Lord. We had a marvelous, marvelous meeting that hardly one ever like it. The roof was on fire. Amazing things happened. And so tonight at 7 o'clock, we're going to begin this meeting, which is going to eventually launch into a new church, a new work here in the Montecito, Santa Barbara, California area. The meeting is at the Hilton Santa Barbara Beachfront Hotel, 633 East Cabrillo Boulevard, Santa Barbara, at 7 o'clock tonight, 10:30 tomorrow morning, and 7 p.m. tomorrow night, and then we'll be back in Brea, California, Friday night. These are being streamed, so you can live stream them on His Name Ministries. .com or .org, I'm not sure which, but His Name Ministries is streaming these live, California time, 7 p.m., which I discovered this morning is quite different from Branson time. In order to get up early before the prayer, I got up at 4:30, so praise the Lord. I went back for a nap between prayer times. But one thing, I want to check and see now if Brother Max is there.
I'm here, Miss Vitti. Good morning and good afternoon to everybody. Praise God.
Yes, praise the Lord. Tony and Brenna made it. I found out from Brandon. They got caught by the storm, you know, but got in here, I understand, about 11 o'clock last night. So Brenda's supply of prayer is so needed in this meeting. And, glory to God. He said we are the agent of change. He said that to us last week. You are my agents of change. There's going to be some changes made. One thing I wanted to talk about was this morning he gave us this statement, and then I expected a certain verse after it, but we didn't get it. He said, pray for those. Well, I want to say first that he assured us we're preserved from the power of the evil one. He gave us a statement, when you pray today with my prophet and friend, the Holy Spirit leads and guides you into all the truth and gives you understanding, discernment, and comprehension so that you are preserved from the snares of the evil one. So when we pray together, we're going to have understanding, discernment, and comprehension, and we're preserved from the snares of the evil one. But then he gave something that you might question a bit. Actually, it's the first thing recorded in the New Testament that Jesus told you to pray for. And he gave us this statement this morning. Pray for those who persecute you, who are cruel in their attitude toward you and your church, nations, leaders. Yet bless them and do not curse them. I expected him to give us Matthew 5:44. He did not. But let me read you Matthew 5:44, which says exactly what that statement said. Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So that's a confirmation that he did not give us, but I know it's in the Word, and what's in the Word is true, and then he gave us that as a statement. I checked quickly before I went online, and I see that, let me see if I can find it and pull it up. Hold on just a minute here. It was a statement by the President of the United States concerning Iran. It has to do with, I lost it. Well, I'm not getting it. Oh, maybe I got it now. If you'll just hold on a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. Yes, here it is. This is a statement from the President of the United States today. A massive armada is heading to Iran. It is moving quickly with great power, enthusiasm, and purpose. It is a larger fleet headed by the great aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln than that sent to Venezuela. Like with Venezuela, it is ready, willing, and able to rapidly fulfill its mission with speed and violence, if necessary. Hopefully, Iran will quickly, quote, come to the table and negotiate a fair and equitable deal. And all caps, no nuclear weapons. One that is good for all parties. Time is running out. It is truly of the essence. As I told Iran once before, make a deal. They didn't, and there was Operation Midnight Hammer, a major destruction of Iran. The next attack will be far worse. Don't make that happen again. Thank you for your attention to this matter, Donald John Trump. So, they have an ultimatum. Now, I've ever since this Iran thing has come, I have wondered how does this fit with Ezekiel 37 and 38? And I know that Ezekiel 38 and 39 is going to come to pass. Iran is going to come down from the north. And they're going to be allied with Russia. I have always known and believed, because it is written, that there will be no nuclear involved. They're coming down to take a spoil. You can't spoil a country if you've nuked it. So they will not use their nuclear on Israel. They're coming down to take a spoil. Iran definitely needs a spoil now. I saw how many million of their monies it takes to equal $1. So they're desperate. And it is possible they would make a deal. A deal that would allow them I don't know, but I do know Ezekiel 38 and 39 is true, and I do know that that we have a massive armada there, and you don't do that without thinking twice about it, because the money's involved and the lives involved of putting a massive armada into that area. And so the need of the President of the United States, just look what the Lord said to us. This is our first statement this morning. I make your thoughts agreeable to my will, so that my plans are established and succeed. I understand, this is Jesus talking, and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord, I believe that should be L-O-R-D, Jehovah, is for you. So, we can pray that he will make his thoughts, Donald John Trump's thoughts, agreeable to the will of the Lord. For God certainly has a will in this matter, and he certainly has plans. We know that he loves, and he spoke to us recently about his great love for the Iranian people. And so when we pray today in the Spirit, let's stand on this word he gave us. O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will make President Donald John Trump's thoughts agreeable to your will, so that your plans are established and succeed. We pray the same prayer for every military leader and every political leader on both sides, all sides. We pray this. Make their thoughts agreeable to your will, so that your plans are established and succeed. You understand, precious Jesus, what the will of the Father is. And Father, in the name above all names, Our Lord said to us this morning, I speak what I hear from the Father and announce what the Father announces and declares to me, the things that are to come. You said this morning you must have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts, feelings, and purpose of my heart for you, church. And then you said Trump. So we're praying this back to you, what you said this morning. The whole full truth, I speak whatever I hear from the Father, who announces and declares to me the things that are to come. And then you said, directing to us, the church, and directing to Trump, you must have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of my heart. For you, church, Trump, it shall be of me. So we're praying that, Father. We prayed it this morning under the anointing and in tongues. And now we stand upon it with our understanding that your declarations, your thoughts, and the mind of Christ go into Donald John Trump, Bibi Netanyahu, and all those who have to do in any way with leadership, even if it's of a small platoon, even if it's of a small, very small unit. Oh God, think through their minds. May they have the mind of Christ. Protect their beings in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we say. Use us now, dear Lord. Use us now to pray concerning these vast events, and use us to pray over the smallest need of any child of God. And pray for the needs of those there in Iran and directly in harm's way. Father, we just have to believe that you are making your thoughts, their thoughts, making the thoughts of Donald John Trump, making the thoughts of all people involved agreeable to your will so that your plans are established and succeed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Anstomaki landodo, anstomaki mia. Anstomaki mia konga abilatioto. Ba anyuno nombre gavi kandierano. Samanoka, samanoka makalanga. Brandi vekucha. Somakanya, somanika. Abidolo gobra, ma onyo tofugi baligon bravi do suatono no kobrika le kangara de loska. Amino cuerto no combi la calle ne cojo le cabino no combica la cacaya. Balatoto, 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 balatoto. Mango ba hachete mi qua. Banyo ni ise colamania. Bofrananie. Bofranani o chua do sapinho no quarto nuni. Ale di cacra macheto vache. Mastieto paliato maniato. Maleghianto le qua fraccaliendo nani. Ora stena perio navi, navi, rastino perbo non iei. Calicambratio vascele minutubra, cavidanco manacahara manacquele bilicola maracchito non un ombre cascè. Bavregno, hanico, bavregno. Nali, bacio, shametto non ye. Abavratto, calito, magiato, cani, cavito, galiando, a sé. Cogi debre, braccio, cogi veto la via, para mascete, cavi. Oli bachona na nacha. O sabara kadash kadonji li gohoro ko vrata. Karigore di kombra. Amino kwa la kabi. Anyone koroko di li kabra. Anyone koroko dali kabra. Bobre danye ni kwa. Moho don gabra. Mete le combre che di calabre cale pandiasco. Pescio no queti o toffri baleco huva. Me enia non prebre di le combre che di cabrodio nel coro codebri capra cadingio. Ijana motue, manio tobre, gibra godange e li cojua, massito, massito, panga. Cabi candiato no cobre. Malto no cobre manica, maciono macito macania. Oh, father, 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 mi sotto lo cobrica le cangara gadanie. Vivro dove je pracogne ni qua, alito todo gababino no cohoro cobai, anacahala kaya, na 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 na. Ashiti di guasha. Magico do braca pacchito. Magico d'ombre che fra gadance e balataia. E la battaglia ma cara candiette. Cajo do brevra da sotto no coppa fritto no coco con la bida cagna na cai. Oh, father, father, father. E je di goshua, ma sono no noci. The doors, my God, the doors. Veli dujua, bovra devra. Ambako tiene ne mangolo godovra kada gombrevra dij gadonjene godoshka. Ijene motwa, mangale hitango, manchierno. Manchi erano nimra ko obele ta anione ko adosh, quando le godosh kutampri kati kadafra. Le vore di ma nyo ma kolita. Kavidanya no qua ma itie nero, ma itia nero. Kavidan do do go babi da konga. Mahinyoko vera maniete le kashati arago brevri danyo no kuali di cobra. Jato mangi di hidobra frakito. Orve masion e ma. Masiono. Masiono kupua. Ise no kufrapatio. La vida le combrandia e ne koroko dambe ka. La caia na cofopa. Balletonia na mecete le quasco. Palavrete messete le cai. Azudo brevre manio, no isagalatra. Caia dombre, asha, azuta. 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 Le mine moi be enyono qua. Le cobrevre di ijantotta. Kafikatonia medica kai alla cobrevre enemi qua. Come la tito no coge di calacai bada con garataia no co farra cadagna ne qua dodo goce di campagno. Isato de koba, frakin, nato, labi, nyani, kalai, laha. Mashote le kambra, mashote me kaka. Astio no kubri kavremi ni kwa, je dulu kubra ka dangangi nyana. Elibra vrandione ni kangala kai, andobre katashka donjerno kiliai. Gabidolo cobra frania toro manico lo cobri cattania ne chi idiador e giagnono qua e giagnono chi la cohora miniata le combri cattania ca. Bludivratisha, banjo na korga vinjo, agalego brevri danyo na korekali kangra hashedeli kum brevra dujwa de la kongre kativra. Ishato loko hoshanka. Kamene kwa, alitonche. Ledigo bravito manakwarako denye ni korako delika gabri kataka frondye ni korako dishka. Manchono mika, manchono korandye, bijwa natu lavinya no. Ale kamberto magavrandierno. Abidungunwa, mishototo koho jakerto. Belle tu fre kanya. Biliko frete behashana koraman nakra kala kongarandia ne korokodavri beli kongomba. Iji de goshete le gohrokamba hadnyan korokodavri beli kohrokotanya ne korokodavri. Ije negociate ne cambra ca fraca di cori a magno te bracata bracata cadonce. The stores in Sabrica Frania. Biletofre micai anda le gombrevre di joa. Lo chator mai anai anaha anane nai o cobre che di callagna. Gale cobre. Gale cobre, gale cobre. Mato toko hopa. Mako te kapa. Gale kodore kabinyo no kohrogo devre bale kochwa shonika. Laborers, basiota, gavidenye. Kramikali ale dobrevre dili kongro kalaila halaila halaila. Halaila hase, halaila hase, mashtuno nobi, me kua frakolier to mangagila ni. Ishanto do gobre, ishanto maki, sionebro manierto, havelie mani akolabre. Ama anyorto vinya. Anye me qua alivalo debre vasho nyana kora paliando. Eliboratishka. Eliboratishka. Istiupa. Pibele tu, pibele tinya, pibele li. Bom brevre ganga, pavra gondersko dimbra, wa. Ebe li tutto dogo obrefra kada ayashon teleko akabilia no koro kaba ala kayante, akayante, akayante. Life, life. Oh, life, Lord, life. Man koro manierto. Bejanonye ni guaba le tebre kadoshka da brenyo no kwa la ketya. O bali hitia no koro maniana nanyaine no kobre ke la doro govre gadeske don cerno no kiato. Abito, 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 abito. Asita. Asita nora. Asita nora kafke. Jidu gojwa basho la mitai. Je dofra capito na vito nasce, aliana cariano non di. Lode de gojabra, masco do brete, masco do brete, masco do brete. Gojwatefka, gojwatefka mia, gojwatefka mia kangile hetia, no apile donce ne qua, nekada kaba. Alla gavrito no quario nacca. Azibale tu joa, mani ne coraco tabre. Father, dear Father, Kibro Devra Mako. Igenetuhua, Tadako Bevele, Tishando, Tadagabavi. Amakuelano, no Kore Kaliando, do Gobreke, Brakadashka. Egine matur amanakara kalyando do gobre ilikambraktya no koraka braktya nikushka. Oh, Father, I just thank you. I just praise you. Oh, just thank you, Lord. Apravigan jerno no kwa. Egine maturi ono kabrakade kabranya ne koraka dyanda. Ele brotefle kada la combre kala kangradia no cobre ke valata ma coro cabrevre do lo corenie ne coro condieri kala ka pra kada bronie meni qua e sine magnuta ishato mishato ishato me cola campagna me cola gambrandia no goda capratia. I sabra toho brake da bambio no cuore cabafro con lo combra con gabra con lo scedi e di cabra. E li matue no braha lo combraccia sibele d'ombre ma con la kimba. E matto. E ma no coho lo combaba. Ma sco dobre. Gabra cadigna ma sco dobre. Shidantombre, evelacombre, asamatia no cobre calacambre, cabidogombre calacangabi alla congrandia. Me toholo cobravi dalle congranga galacabrace non hanno nombre caracombrete ne calacai. Me toholo cobratia na coracongende ne caharacacabra. Isciti cabra hasito. Mostiba. Ai bonjenika, abrakanjero to nonje, andobri. Kalibre, nishwa talako, vraka da ko brekli di antala, ka braka da ko vandili ko da kambara, ka da li ko hacha na kora, manasa di ka aldebre, enjitu pa. Ko beli ka tefke, masutu. Abanje ne kwa. Abanye ni kwa le kobre, me le kora manye, na mahaya, na kohoranye, ni koro kobabi, alito, no kobri, kalaka rakinya, na kaha la kajado gorga pa, eveli diono no kwa, ba, anye ni kaha, ya, na ya, la halaka, ya, manye ni kola, dia. Isato kobre, isato. Manco le cobre e vecchiano non ombre che hanno ancora cadabri che dico dosca da brica di cadance. Father, we just praise you and thank you. Thank you for making our thoughts agreeable to your will so that your plans are established and succeed. And Lord, I want to particularly thank you that you said that when we pray, today, the Holy Spirit leads and guides us into all the truth and gives us understanding, discernment, and comprehension so that we are preserved from the snares of the evil one. As it is written in Psalm 91, you protect us from the snare of the fowler. No evil spirit, no demon trying to get us, bless the Lord, will get it done. For you are protecting us, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' holy name.
so wondrous to be led by God, fed by God, protected by God. How wondrous is your working with your body. And Father, we just thank you now for the interpretation. We thank you for using us to pray, and we thank you for the interpretation and using Brother Max. In Jesus' name, help us. And we know you will, because you said that as we pray today, you're leading us, you're guiding us into all truth, understanding, discernment, and comprehension. We claim that now as we hear what you said, that we will understand, comprehend, work with you, dear Father. Oh, praise the Lord. Brother Max, are you there?
Hallelujah. Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's some, I hear some constructions around the building. Next door neighbor's doing something. I hope that doesn't... Do you hear that? Like?
No, I don't hear it.
Oh, okay. I have my earbuds in, so... Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Let's see, here we go. First statement. Be confident. Firm. Strong. Your foot will not... Oh, caught. Will not caught in a trap.
Your foot will
not caught.
Caught. You could supply the word be in there as an ellipsis. Will not be caught.
Will not be caught. Okay. Okay. You do that. I'm just gonna leave the statement as is.
Sure.
Lord.
Sure. Right.
Be confident, firm, strong. Your foot will not...
Is it word, excuse me, is it confident or confidence?
Confidence.
E-N-C-E?
E-N-C-E, correct. Confidence. Be confident, firm, strong. Your foot will not caught in a trap. Or hidden danger.
Hmm.
Or hidden danger. I give you safety. And ease you. Ease, yeah, E-A-S-E. Ease you. Oh, this is underlined. After ease you is underlined. Listen to this. Trump, Church, Israel, you will pass, over to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Walk. Yeah, it's on, O-N, walk on my way.
On my what?
Yeah.
Walk on my what?
Walk on my way. Walk on my way, W-A-Y, yes.
Okay.
So be confident, firm, strong. Your foot will not caught in a trap, in a trap, or hidden danger. I give you safety. And ease you, underline part, Trump, Church, Israel. You will pass over to the other side. Walk on my way.
Praise the Lord.
That is a statement. And next is Proverbs. Proverbs 3:23. Psalm 127, 2. Psalm 127, verse 2.
Psalm 127, verse 2. Okay, got it.
Yeah, Psalm 127, 2. Isaiah 49, 25. Isaiah 49, 25. Proverbs 3:23, Psalm 127:2, Isaiah 49:25. Next statement. I am in charge. I am in charge of your work and plans. I'm in charge of your work and plans. I plan the way. I plan the way. When you pray, I'll make you, I'll make you able to live it. And do it. I'll make you able to live it and do it, church, by the grace given to you, not to worry about missing out, not to worry about missing out. Oh, underline parts here. Verse is underlined. Tune, T-U-N-E, tune your ears to my word of wisdom. Tune your ears to my word of wisdom. That's underlined. Okay, I'll read it again. I am in charge, or I am in charge of your work. And plans. I plan the way. I plan the way. When you pray, I'll make you able to live it and do it. Third, by the grace given to you, not to worry about missing out. Not to worry about missing out. Tune your ears, underline part, tune your ears to my word of wisdom. That is the statement. Then the Lord gave us Genesis 2:2, the book of Genesis 2, verse 2, Colossians with a C, 2:10. Colossians 2:10. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 5 and 6. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 5 and 6. Next statement. If you don't or do not, if you don't or do not know your strength and weaknesses, if you don't or do not know your strengths and weaknesses, ask the Holy Spirit in this prayer with my friend and prophet. Sorry, somebody is sending me messages. I forgot to do something to my phone here. Ask the Holy Spirit in this prayer with my friend and prophet to reveal them, to reveal them to you. This is underlined. So after to reveal them to you is underlined. The Lord speaks to you power, not weaknesses.
The Lord what? What's the next word?
The Lord speaks. S-P-E-A-K-S. Speaks to you power, not weaknesses. Or weakness. When it's double S, weakness, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's weakness, sorry.
Was the first one weakness or weaknesses?
Weakness, not weaknesses.
Weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did I read this one twice or just once?
There's a word weakness at the beginning, and you read it as weaknesses. If you don't know your strength and... Is that weakness or weaknesses?
Well, that is weaknesses. This one is weakness.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I read it once. I'll read it again, the statement.
Okay.
If you do not, or if you don't, or do not know your strength and weaknesses, ask the Holy Spirit in this prayer with my friend and prophet to reveal them, to you. Underline part. The Lord speaks to you power, not weakness. Okay. 2 Corinthians 12:9. 2 Corinthians 12:9. 1 Peter 5:7-8. 1 Peter 5:7-8. John 10:10. John 10:10. Second Corinthians 12:9. 1 Peter 5:7-8. John 10:10. Okay. Next statement is underlined, all of it, and it reads like this: I am a very present help. I am a very present help. My word declares that I shall supply all your needs. I shall supply all your needs. Try me now. Try me now. Try me now in this, and I will open the windows of heaven. Windows. Okay. And I will open the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing, and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. That's the statement, and it's all underlined. I'll read it again. Try to do better here. I am a very present help. I am a very present help. My word declares that I shall supply all your needs. Try me now in this, and I will open. Try me now in this, and I will open the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough. Yeah, that there will not be room enough to receive it. Thank you, Lord. Okay. We have four scriptures coming in. Philippians 4:19. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Psalm 56:1-7. Yeah. Psalm 56:1-7. And then the Lord gave us Deuteronomy 8. Verses 18 and 19. Deuteronomy 8:18-19. Philippians 4:19. 2 Corinthians 4:8. Psalm 56 verses 1 through 7. Deuteronomy 8:18-19. All right. Next statement. The authority of my words, the authority of my words, I will destroy their schemes. Yeah, I will destroy their schemes. Confuse their tongues.
And what now? Confuse?
C-O-N-F-U-S-E.
Okay.
Confuse their tongues. For I have seen violence. Yeah, that's the word violence. Violence and strife. And strife. In the inner, I-N-N-E-R, inner city.
Ah.
Okay, this is underlined. I'm just going ahead of myself here. Okay, I'm going to read this again. The authority of my words, I will destroy their schemes, confuse their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the inner city. Now it's underlined. I will save you for the strength comes from me. Yeah, that's the statement. So the underlined part in the end, I will save you for the strength comes from me. You know, Miss Billy, this is kind of, I'm just sensing this from the Holy Spirit. This is not just about Minneapolis. This is about something probably in the future. And maybe in every city, I don't know. But it's about Iran too. I don't know. Praise the Lord. I'm sensing just to share this. All right. Moving along. Praise the Lord. Let's see here. 1 Peter 1:2. 1 Peter 1:2. Psalm 123:4. Four.
Psalm 123:4.
Verse okay. Four. Because I'm looking at the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Psalm 123:4. Okay, yeah, Psalm 123:4. 1 John 3:1. 1 John 3:1. Hebrews 12:24. So 1 Peter 1, verse 2, Psalm 123, verse 4, 1 John 3, 1, Hebrews 12, 24. All right. Let's see here. This statement is all underlined. Oh, there's two of them, but they're stacked, you know, written of each other. Okay, so those two statements coming up, they're both underlined. Read like this. First one. You are found in me. Yeah, you are found in me. When battles come. When battles come. Remind yourself that God is for you. God is for you. Who stand against you? Who stand against you cannot compete with my power. I'm sorry, I'm going fast, maybe.
Okay, yeah. I lost you a bit there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll start from the beginning. I'll slow down.
Okay.
I just want to, you know me, I want to get to the end of it. Like, okay, Lord, what are you saying? You are found in me. When battles, yeah, that's battles, E-S, battles come. When battles come, remind yourselves that God is for you. God is for you. Those who stand against you, those who stand against you cannot compete with my power. I am your God and Lord. I am your God and Lord. So this is the full statement, and it's all underlined. You are found in me. When battles come, remind yourself that God is for you. Those who stand against you cannot compete with my power. I am your God and Lord. Next statement is underlined. Read like this. Press into me. Yeah, press into me. I am stronger than Satan. Oh, thank you, Lord. Press into me. I am stronger than Satan. Speak the words of victory. Speak the words of victory you have a victorious God. I'll read it again. That's a statement. Press into me. I am stronger than Satan. Speak the words of victory. You have a victorious God. I believe you got that, Miss Lily.
Yes, sir, I believe so.
Okay. Moving along. Philippians 3:14. Philippians 3:14, 1-4. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. Here. Okay, so yeah, Philippians 3:14, 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. Next statement, actually it's the last statement. Read like this. Remember that your faith is strong. Yeah. Remember that your faith is strong, then the world, W-O-R-L-D, then the world, church. Remember that your faith is strong, then the world, church. The rest is underlined. I give my authority to you before a ascended, A-S-C-E-N-D-E-D, ascended?
Ascended, uh-huh.
Okay, before I ascended into heaven.
Ascended into what?
Heaven.
Okay.
So I'll read it again. Remember that your faith is strong than the world church. Underline part. I give my authority to you before I ascended into heaven. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Luke 10:19. Trust in me. Boy, we need to meditate today.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Be confident, firm, strong. Your foot will not be, I'm going to put, it's like in the Bible, the translators will put into italics something that would help you understand. So this is not what Max read. Here's what Max read. Your foot will not caught in a trap or hidden danger. I put in brackets, which means Max didn't say it, but it's there just for me to understand better. Your foot will not, in brackets, be caught in a trap or hidden danger. I give you safety and ease, you, Trump, church, Israel. You will pass over to the other side. Walk on my way. You know, there, when he got into that boat and that ship, and he said, let us pass over to the other side.
Yeah.
They should have understood we're passing over to the other side. That's why he said to them, oh, you of little faith, even if a storm comes, they were going to pass over to the other side. So that means Trump, church, Israel, we're going to pass over to the other side. Walk on his way.
Amen.
That
we're going to cross probably. They're probably because they crossed the ocean already.
Yeah.
I know that my voice have echo.
Right. And that was underlined, by the way, from the word Trump on the rest of the way.
Correct.
Proverbs 3:23. Then you will walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble.
Mm.
Isn't that interesting? He ended with walk on my way.
Yeah.
And you will walk on your way securely and your foot will not stumble. Well, I guess you can take that, President Trump. Psalm 127:2. It is vain for you to rise up early or to sit up late to eat the bread of sorrows, for he gives to his beloved sleep.
Mm.
I'm going to read it in the Amplified.
Yeah, I mean,
it is vain for you to rise. It is vain for you to rise up early or to rest, take rest late to eat the bread of anxious toil. Dash,
for he gives blessings to his beloved in sleep. In other words, there's no use you to stay up all night worrying. There's no use get up in the morning worrying. Because even while you sleep, blessings are coming to you.
Ma'am.
He's handling it. In other words, while you sleep. Isaiah 49:25. In other words, Trump or anybody else is not going to do you any good to worry about it night and day. For thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken, and the prey of the tyrant will be rescued. For I will contend with the one who contends with you, and I will save your sons. Wow. Here it is in the Amplified.
Elaborate on that. We said, wow.
Yeah. I'm thinking this might refer to the mullahs. This might refer to Iran. Listen to this. Yeah. Listen to this in the Amplified. For thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty will be taken away, and the prey of the terrible will be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will give safety to your children and ease them. Who are the terrible? Iran.
Yeah.
Who are the mighty who's captured people? Iran. I don't know, but I think that could be them. Meditate and see what God gives you.
Yeah, praise the Lord, yes.
See, it's definitely talking about the evil ones. Look at the next verse. I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh. They will be drunk with their own blood. We shall see. Next statement. I am in charge of your work and plans. I plan the way. When you pray, I'll make you able to live it and do it, church, by the grace given to you. Not to worry about missing out. Then underlined, tune your ears to my word of wisdom. Genesis 2:2. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Colossians 2:10.
The mind, Miss Reed, is touching something.
What?
So I thought you have something in your mind.
I do. I'm thinking, why did he give that?
Yeah.
Why did he mention 7 days?
Save Iran, maybe?
I don't know. Colossians 2:10. And you are complete in him who is the head of all rule and authority. Or, as King James says, the head of all principality and power. Hallelujah. If you don't or do not know your strength and weaknesses
Ask the Holy Spirit.
Did you read 2 Corinthians?
Oh, I didn't read 2 Corinthians.
No.
You have to watch me now.
Yeah.
Be sure to watch me. 2 Corinthians, I'm still thinking about that.
You know, why I'm did thinking you
say 7 days? Okay. It gets me. I see what you're saying when you're trying to read ahead, you know?
I know. You
want to know what's up here.
Right.
2 Corinthians 10, 5, and 6. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. This is, in your own mind, the other translations kind of mess up a little bit. But for sure, it's telling you in your own mind to take your thoughts captive. Take your thoughts captive. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That reminds me of what he said today. This morning, I make your thoughts agreeable to my will. If our thoughts are not agreeable to God's will, then we're supposed to cast them down, not think them. Okay. If you don't or do not know your strength and weaknesses, ask the Holy Spirit in this prayer with my friend and prophet to reveal them to you. Underlined. The Lord speaks to you power, not weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9.
Coming together, you know, praise the Lord.
But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. 1 Peter 5:7-8. Casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be sober, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
You know, Miss Billy, there is a stress in all of this, in a way, and this is what the Lord's really telling us, telling our president, telling us. I better stop talking because there's an echo. Go ahead, sorry.
I can see what you're saying. I can see it. John 10:10. The thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Underlined, I am a very present help. My word declares that I shall supply all your need. Try me now in this, and I will open the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Now that is a quote from Malachi 3:10. But yet he doesn't give us Malachi 3:10. But that is a direct quote about the tithe. Prove me now in the tithe. Malachi 3:10. But he doesn't give us that, but he quotes it right here. Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Here's the scripture he gave me about Migdal Arbel. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound to every good work. And you know,
even Brandon here and Destiny, as this church is born, this is a really high dollar area. This area, things are not cheap. They're very expensive. So they're trusting God to supply them a place to meet for the church regularly. They don't yet have it nailed down. And I think this is could be a prayer for and about them and for every single one of us. Especially, and I'm taking it for Migdalar Bell, and you take it for all of your work through Yeshua Loves Heals, and then works we don't even know about. Yes, it's broad-reaching. God's word here is broad-reaching.
Amen. Amen.
Psalm 56, 1 through 7. Be gracious to me, O God, for man has trampled upon me. All day long an attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? All day long they injure my cause. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They stir up strife. They lurk. They watch my steps as they have waited for my life. For their crime, will they escape? In wrath, cast down the peoples, O God. That doesn't seem to fit right there, but it's a good scriptural reference.
Well, it fits in the statement below.
Sir?
No way. It fits in the statement below, I believe. Could be wrong.
No, I know Deuteronomy 8:18. It's going to talk about wealth. So it really doesn't fit.
Okay.
I think I'm right.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Max does not cross doing. Praise the Lord.
You shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your fathers, as it is this day. Look back and see if that scripture reference was right there. Psalm 56, 1 through 7.
Okay. Oh, it is. I'm looking at it. You're asking me if it's Psalm 56,
mm-hmm.
1 and 7? Yeah, it is. It could be Psalm 56, 1. No, it can't be 1, 1. No. What,
I thought it might be
Arabic?
56, 17, but...
Oh.
But they don't have that many verses.
Oh, 17, I see.
But they
yeah, for sure. Quinn will have copies of those too.
Yeah, Quinn will figure it out.
Quinn will figure it out, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Quinn. She's always got it figured out because she goes over these with a fine tooth comb right after you finish, doesn't she?
Either.
Thank God for Sister Quinn. But I think that that's probably take a look at that because it doesn't fit the statements nor the other three verses.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. The authority of my words, I will destroy their schemes and confuse their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the inner city. And then underlined, I will save you, for the strength comes from me. 1 Peter 1, 2. Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience, and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. You rather than elect, This is the way the Amplified tries. You are elect, but that means chosen. So here's the way the Amplified translates. Who were chosen and foreknown by God the Father and consecrated by the Spirit to be obedient to Jesus Christ the Messiah and to be sprinkled with his blood. May grace and peace be given you in increasing abundance. Psalm 123:4. Our soul is greatly filled with the scoffing of those who are at ease and with the contempt of the proud.
What does that word ease can? Let's not begin.
It describes those who are oppressed, those who are being treated wrongly. Again, I'm wondering if it might talk about the Iranians. Psalm 123:4. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease and of the contempt of the proud. Here it is in the Amplified. Our life is exceedingly filled with the scorning and scoffing of those who are at ease and with the contempt of the proud, irresponsible tyrants who disregard God's laws. That could very well be talking about Iran, especially if you consider this Amplified translation. Just think about those Iranian Christians or Iranian citizens. Our life is exceedingly filled with the scorning and scoffing of those who are at ease and with the contempt of the proud, irresponsible tyrants who disregard God's law. I think that might be their schemes. He's going to confuse them. 1 John 3:1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is it did not know him. They definitely don't know him, that's for sure. Those mullahs. Hebrews 12:24. And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel. Underlined, you are found in me when battles come. Remind yourself that God is for you. Those who stand against you cannot compete with my power. I am your God and Lord. Press into me. I am stronger than Satan. Speak the words of victory. You have a victorious God. And all of that was underlined. Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, For my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of God, or power of Christ, may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses and insults and distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. But when I am weak, then I'm strong. Remember that your faith is stronger than the world, church. And then underlined, I give my authority to you before I ascended into heaven. Luke 10:19. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Trust in me. Bless the Lord. So that was a wide range of prayer.
Yeah.
Encompassing many, 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 many things. Individuals. Trump and the Iranian situation. Need and supply and wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Minneapolis. I see Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. I really believe that you said you think it applies to more, and I'm sure it does, because
yeah.
When God speaks, it covers a vast range. But I think that you can take that for Minneapolis, too.
Yeah, yeah.
The authority of my words, I will destroy their schemes and confuse their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the inner city. Underlined.
Yeah.
I will save you, for the strength comes from me. And remember that God is for you, and those who stand against you cannot compete with my power. In Minneapolis, in Tehran, Iran, anywhere, Southern California. And, of course, prove him, test him, and he'll supply all that we need.
Yeah.
To do anything for him. Thank God for that. It takes provision, and he's
Amen.
The source. He's the source.
You know, I'm putting two things, and I'm sure that will apply to McDowell, too, and everybody. But I'm just putting two things here. The Lord mentioned the city, you know, the inner city. We just start finishing the basement downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And our heart for that, the Lord spoke to both of us, Quinn and I, that we are to finish the basement right now. And we have a contractors right now working downstairs.
Good.
Praise God. I wonder, yeah, we have to pray. Everybody, I mean, the Lord's speaking to all of us. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he just answered you.
For the upcoming days, because, you know, we drive in Minneapolis and we see, like, I don't really like to call them homeless because, you know, they have Jesus as, you know, their Savior, and they don't know it. So most of them, some of them maybe, I don't know. But, you know, there's people in a need out here. There's people.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is doing something. The Lord is doing
mm-hmm.
something. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said, I'm a very present help. My
yeah.
word declares
Amen.
That I shall supply all your need.
Amen.
Try me now in this, and I will open the windows of heaven. That means pay your tithes and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I,
Brandon, going in faith. Going in faith to be in. Is
yeah,
it Santa Barbara, you said?
Yeah, the little town that God mentioned to them is Montecito. It's a little tiny town.
Oh, Montecito.
But it's right next to Santa Barbara. You can already tell when you go from one to the other.
Yeah.
So you could call it Montecito, Santa Barbara. So
tonight at what time?
At 7 o'clock, of course, that's going to be California time, so your meeting will already be over, probably.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to have a meeting tonight, tomorrow.
Oh, you have 7 o'clock. You changed it. That's right.
Yeah, I changed it to Thursday, 6:30.
Yeah.
So 9 p.m. our time.
Yeah, 9 p.m. tonight, tomorrow, and 10:30 tomorrow morning. So whatever they need, I know they're going, I know God's supplying it, and I love that.
Amen.
Of course I take it for Migdal Arbel and for every other thing
yeah.
we need. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Excuse me. I love to read it. Let's read it again. He gave it to us.
Yeah.
And let's just read it again. 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in everything, you may have abundance for every good work. So the cellar of the basement, the church here, Migdal Arbel, the churches on this line represented, the people on this line represented, glory be to God. He is able to make all grace abound. You do your part. You pay your tithes. You believe God. Stand in faith. And always remember it's Him that gives you power to make wealth. Man is not your, but it's so that the covenant will be established. Let's read that again. Deuteronomy 8:18-19. He wants to establish His covenant with you.
Yeah.
And He wants people to be able to see it. You remember the Lord your God, for it is He who is giving you power to make wealth, that He may confirm or establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers as it is this day. Hallelujah. And did He give us the 19th verse too? It shall come about if you ever forget the Lord your God and go after other gods. Did He give us both those? Let me see. Yeah. It shall come about if you ever forget your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them. I will testify against you this day that you will surely perish. I'm not even sure I read that. But you can't go after other gods. You can't think men are your sources, your source.
Right. Amen.
And you can't ever, the money and the wherewithal that it takes to do things, of course you need it, but that can never be the big thing to you. The big thing to you has to be the Lord your God.
Amen.
And that he gave it to you.
You know, Miss Billy, also, why I stopped when I read the word windows, because we are changing all the windows down there. The basement is dark. I know. I mean, the basement is dark, and they have like plywood blocking them.
Mm.
And our contractor made a way. You know, he's very smart, nice guy, Christian man. He went to Israel before. Very nice guy. He said, I want him to change the windows now. And he said, no, let's wait until spring.
Mm-hmm.
So he burst my bubble. But, you know, windows here, just like, you know, it kind of mentions, because the Lord mentioned doors before. Windows
mm-hmm.
of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Pour out for you. Yeah, such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
And that's actually yeah. Malachi 3:10, the tithe blessing. So, praise the Lord. We know what
to do. Praise the Lord. Yeah, amen, amen.
So we appreciate all your prayers and all your thoughts. And, of course, we keep carrying and staying in the presence of the Lord, before the Lord. But I took a great deal of comfort. The Lord called it ease today. Concerning Iran.
Yeah, for 7 days or something, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. We love you.
All right.
Bless the Lord.
Love you too, Miss Willie. We'll see you. Bye.